Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Seasoned in the art of balancing her books, of sifting through the crooks who've tried to steal her heart. She's a staple in the art world. She's a beautiful blonde girl, like a radiant pulsar that's shot into my blood. Her good friends call her Kitty. Her mama calls her Maggie. Her daddy calls her baby, so I call her baby doll. She's moved by gentle movements of the greatest dancers of underground divas who play it from the heart. She's a ruthless money chaser. She's a high-rise connector. The hours in her workshop lead to freedom in her art. Mama sometimes calls her Missy. Her good friends call her Kitty. Her daddy calls her baby, so I call her baby doll. That's right. So she got me on a level which I've never known the pleasure. She's got me pulling rhyme schemes from the blue strings of my heart. Ah, and if I had it my way on a beautiful Sunday, catch a plane to Vegas like her little sister did. You may sometimes call her Messy, her best friend call her Lady. Her mama calls her Maggie, her brother calls her nothing at all. The car she drives is pretty, her good friends call her Kitty. Her daddy calls her baby, so I call her baby doll. Oh, yeah.
Hello there. Starting things off with a brand new track from a group called the Underground Divas, who are from up the road a piece from us here. If you get on to Interstate 89 and just keep going, you end up eventually in this country called Canada. And you keep going from there, there's a city called Montreal. And I believe that's where they're from. And I got that as a single from them, but hopefully the CD is on its way. They mentioned they'd send that out. But the track's called Baby Doll. I guess it's kind of a signature track for them. I heard their band name in there too. Another funny thing, I was playing that on the iPod. We have a special dock here that puts the iPod right over the air for you, and played the track from that. And I've never seen this before. With this song, the lyrics actually came up over the on the screen of the iPod. Yeah, pretty neat. High technology. I can't stand it. Anyway, welcome to Out of the Woods. I'm Chip Calkard. We're doing it all again here. 3 hours of mostly acoustic music, as we do every week, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire, looking at the puffy white clouds out the window out there. It's a nice late summer day here. It sure has felt like fall, though. Last couple days, though, pretty darn hot compared to what we have been going through. But, yeah, I can feel autumn in the air. Anyway, we're going to keep things going right now with a brand new track from Malcolm Holcomb and his Pitiful Blues CD. Going to take one for you right now called Savannah Blues on Out of the Woods.
Cool down in Savannah, like the last time I know. It's cool down here in Savannah, like the last time I know. You see, I feel lost and hurting, and thirsty like before. People don't see me when I look them in the eye. Ain't nobody, they don't see me when I look them straight up in the eye. They just stare behind my back, don't care about if I die. Raining in Savannah, my bones they aching all the time. It's raining down here in Savannah, and my poor bones, Lord, aching all the time. That undertaker's mean and ugly, but he's a humming in the pine. Crazy way of dying, sinking low down in my head. It's a crazy way of dying, sinking low down in my head. You see, I'm deep below the sunshine, and here's a cold and lonely bed. It's crowded in the ground, ain't nobody knows my name. We crowded down here in the ground, and ain't nobody knows my name. See, I'm buried in this box, and everybody looks the same. The yellow fever's awful bad, and I ain't got no money for a bell. The yellow fever's awful bad, and I ain't got no money for a bell. You see, I'm buried here alive, and ain't nobody gonna tell.
Thank you. I walk around, and it's, I don't know if they're chasing me or I'm chasing them. These old ghosts. The city reminds me, the building reminds me, the weather reminds me. I see people that remind me of other people, the people remind me. I don't know if I'm chasing them or they're chasing me. The old ghosts. Walking around, take the L train. Bedford stop. Didn't used to look like this. In my mind, I see a different Bedford Avenue, Bedford Street, Bedford Way, Bedford Arterial. I see a different one. I'm pulled back years ago. I walked down the new one, but I'm seeing the old one. I don't know what's going on. Are the ghosts chasing me, or am I chasing the ghosts? Starts out a political demonstration, trying to raise our voice. Somehow we start talking. Thousands of people at this demonstration. We're all corralled for hours, and they finally let us go. We're next to each other. We're talking. Go for by deed. I don't have a place to stay. She says I can stay with her. Take the L train. Before Williamsburg was Williamsburg, on the cusp. Not a pioneer, but not the masses either. She puts me up, she gives me clean socks. We don't make a move, we both want to make a move. I don't want to lose my place to stay. She wants to remain in a zone of some integrity, so she does not make a move. No one makes a move. We both crash in her bedroom like only people in their 20s do. When you're older, you will not just sleep. You'd say, I'll sleep in the living room instead on the couch. But at age, you're like, oh yeah, sure, we'll just sleep in the same room, but not in the same bed. No big deal. This makes sense, because not that long ago, you were children in your parents' house, where children slept in the same room without being in the same bed. And so by the time you're a little older, it just doesn't happen. It wouldn't happen now, but it happened then, and I slept on the guest accommodation in her room. Next morning, went back out to the second demonstration, the follow-up, you know. And I got arrested 3 days in the tombs. I was on my own. Come out east. East from the west, from the most northwest corner, most northwest city, most northwest state, in lower 48, I come out east. Didn't know anybody. I just met her there at the demonstration. And she take me in. Let me out of the tombs, called her. No mobile phone. Called from the payphone. She said, come over. She had clean socks for me, clean socks. Living there on Metropolitan Avenue. Take the L train to the Bedford stop, walk down Bedford, take a right on Metropolitan down her place. You ring up from one door, she's at the other door, she come down, wait, take in. She took me on a bike ride one time all around Williamsburg, Brooklyn, on two cycles, two people on two cycles, but I got scared, for heaven's sakes. There's too much going on. The cars, the trains overhead, the delivery boys stopping their trucks, parking in the middle of the street, unloading into the bodegas. It was freaking me out. All the noise, all the people, all the commotion. I could not take it. I said, we need a little rest here. We rested here. We got a soda, sat in the park while I collected myself. She took me on a bicycle ride through Brooklyn. It was more than a West Coast boy could take. I see ghosts. I don't know if I'm chasing them or if they're chasing me. I don't know. And it became my home, my New York City home. Take the L train at Bedford, walk down Bedford. There used to be a place Salvadorian grocery store with food in the back of your bag and order a few tacos. It's not there anymore. I've been searching for it. I've been searching for it. It's not the same. It's nothing but fancy clothing stores and fancy eateries where the graduates of Ivy League colleges have moved and they're going out for burgers and tapas and small plates. They're ordering small plates. It's not the same. I can't even put it all together. Same street and I'm back. I'm 10 years ago. Are the ghosts chasing me or am I chasing the ghosts? I don't know. And you walk down there and I'm searching for my only memories of some... The first thing at that time that looked something other than like New York City was a bagel warehouse of sorts. And I'm searching for it. And finally down there, third in Bedford, I come across and there it is. But it's not opening. Not open. But the faded sign on the wall, and okay. I'm in the same place. Keep on walking. Take a ride on Metropolitan. Memories of showing up at 3 in the morning. The car services are all idling. Freaked me out as I walked from the subway down to the Metropolitan warehouse where she lived, you know? What were all these people doing in their cars just sitting waiting there? I'm from the West Coast. I was not sure of what was going on. Just keep on moving. Go to the payphone and say, hey, I'm coming around. Just come down and take me in. I walk by there. I don't know if the ghosts are chasing me or if I'm chasing the ghosts. I walk by the old warehouse apartment building. The old homeless man, or is he the doorman? I think it might be the same guy. It looks like the same guy, but a little bit older. He was allowed to sort of hang around because he kind of kept an eye on things. I was allowed to sleep there too. Don't know if the ghost is chasing me or if I'm chasing you. Walking these old streets, far older than me, far older than my old time here. The ghosts come creeping back as I walk up Metropolitan Avenue, where 1, 2, 3, 4 come in on a diagonal, flow into it on Havermeyer. Find a Hope Street, little tiny little Hope Street, it's barely even a street, just a little street. It comes back, being in the apartment, warehouse, loft, it's not really an apartment. Now there's apartments, there weren't apartments before, you know. Looking at the Brooklyn Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge, I'm not sure exactly what bridge it is, watching the people go over that bridge from the sixth floor, going into Manhattan. I don't know if they're chasing me or if I'm chasing them. The old ghost. 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 I'm chasing, they're chasing me, the old ghosts, the old ghosts. And I want to find out, I want the update, I want to know what's going on. But if history can tell you anything, it's that you cannot find that out. You got to let the old ghosts live. You want to know, you're looking them up on the email, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the whatever's available. You want to find out, you're sending letters. You want to know what's going on. Is it still there? Is that person still there? The energy still there? Is it all gone like the bagel shop there at the corner of Bedford and Metropolitan? Just nothing left but an old sign painted on the brick wall. Is it all gone? Is it all gone? The old ghost. can't go home again, you can't go home again, you can't go home again. Thomas Mann, you can't go home. I'm not, Thomas Mann. I don't even know my living shirt. I don't know my living shirt. Wolf. Thomas Wolf. Thomas Wolf. You can't go home again. You can't go home again. Asheville, North Carolina. But you want to. You can't do it. You want to. You want to. Don't do it. Forward. The only direction available. Forward. Forward. Keep on moving. Keep on moving. Keep on moving. Over the bridge. Over the bridge. Over the bridge of the city. Let's sit back. 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 Back to Hope Street. Back to Havermeyer. Back to Roebuck. Back to Driggs. Forward, 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 forward. The only option available. The only option available is forward. Don't look back, don't look back, don't look back. 1964, don't look back. Don't look back. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, go.
Leave your trance. Great stuff there from our former guest, the two-time guest, Robert Sayers and Blake, here for you on Out of the Woods. That's from his self-titled release, which, as we've said many times, is not by any means his first recording, just his most recent one. And 13 minutes there for you. Ghosts on Bedford Avenue. Nice, nice stuff. And he always likes to put one of those really long monologues on one of his CDs when he does them. I played the last one on his last CD, too, which was, I think, 16-something or whatever. But, yeah, took me a while to get to that one, but I'm glad I did. And hopefully we didn't scare you off with such a long track there. But definitely some interesting stuff there from Robert. Malcolm Holcomb before that, starting off that two-song set, and Savannah Blues from his CD Pitiful Blues. Hey, you want to get in touch? This is a pre-recorded show for most of the folks who hear it, but you can get in touch via email if you like. The email address is outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, we're just going to jump right back into this as soon as we get a quick little break out of the way. We will be right back after this.